Or say if you're refusing to do something in a very strong way, you might say, well, I don't care how many times you ask me to do that, I just do it.
Will not.
Or.
Won't.
Okay. Well, what about if you were doing some hard work all by yourself and a friend of yours was just standing around watching you? After a while, you might turn around and say, well, you have helped me, you know.
You haven't. Is that what you mean?
Or if you were indicating the possibility that
you could have, or you could have helped.
Right. Okay. Or again, suggesting the possibility of you're being able to do something for somebody. You might say, well, I'm not sure, but I'd be able to do that for you.
I might be able to do it.
Do you ever hear people say things like, or do you ever catch yourself saying, I might could do that if you come back tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How would you say that?
Well, I might be able to do that if you come back tomorrow.
I might could.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I'd say that.
Okay. A few things about different kinds of animals. This bird that makes a hooting noise and can see in the dark, you call that
an owl?
Do you know of different kinds around here?
You have a screech owl. You're a hooting owl. I don't know.
All right. What about a bird that drills holes in trees?
Oh, woodpecker.
Ever heard any other name for that?
You mean like red-headed woodpecker?
Okay.
I don't know of another name other than woodpecker for a bird that would.
You ever heard people turn around and say, Peckerwood?
I might have, but I think we've always heard woodpecker.
Mm, okay. What about the animal that's black, got a white stripe down his back, can smell bad if he wants to?
Skunk or a polecat.
Same thing?
I guess they are. They've always been the same to me.
Okay. What about a general term for animals that are bad about getting in people's hen roosts and killing their chickens, maybe like foxes and weasels and animals.
And possums,
yeah.
Or opossums.
Right. Maybe if you wanted to use one word to cover them all, somebody might say, well, I'm going to get my gun and take care of those.
Varmints, I'm sure.
What about these animals with the bushy tails that you see climbing around in trees?
Squirrels.
Do you have different types around here?
I guess they're referred to as the gray squirrel. I think there's a few flying squirrels, but I'm gray squirrel is all I know about.
Okay. You ever heard of a fox squirrel?
Yes, I've heard of a fox squirrel. But I don't know that I've ever seen one.
What about a little animal that's something like a squirrel but doesn't have a big bushy tail and doesn't climb trees? Just scurries around on the ground mostly.
A rat?
No, not exactly. I think it's a little closer kin to a squirrel.
Weasel or?
Chipmunks, ground squirrels.
Chipmunks.
Do you have those things?
I don't know that we have any chipmunks.
Yeah.
I don't think we do.
Okay. Does anybody in your family care anything about going fishing?
To a limited degree, not much.
What kind of freshwater fish would you fish for around here?
Brim, bass. We have a little fish pond on our place.
Mm.
The kids were fishing yesterday, that's the reason.
Right.
They caught a few brim and bass. Catfish.
Do you have those at your place?
Don't catch any catfish, but there's supposed to be some in there.
Right. Okay. What about maybe kinds of seafood you could get around here?
Well, within, 20-25 miles, we can get shrimp, oysters, crab, mullet.
Sounds like a good selection.
Oh, yeah, it really is. I was trying to think about this.